Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Clunk. Clunk. Clunk, clunk. Clunk.
Hello and welcome to Hello and welcome to Two in the teleportation device.
Yes.
Yes, the teleportation device that is capable of transporting two individuals from one place to another place.
Yes.
And not by passing through the space in between.
No, only some of the space.
Mm-hmm.
The space within the teleportation device.
Yes, we haven't been able to get rid of that part of it yet.
Yes, of course.
You still have to step in.
Yes, you still have to get to the teleportation device.
Yes.
Which is a bit of a...
Well, that's going to become a real burden, isn't it?
Well,
that will be the journey.
Mm,
you
yes.
know, when people say, how was your trip to Paris,
mm-hmm.
you'll say, oh, well, the journey. Let me tell you about that. I almost tripped over the coffee table on the way to the teleportation device.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
people will say, what a fascinating tale.
Mm.
How was the food on the way to across the living room to the teleportation device?
And you'll say something like, I picked a bit of salmon out of the inside of my teeth.
Yes.
And that was not bad. You know what? It actually aged well.
Mmm, mouth food.
Mmm. Now, maybe.
How to live by eating only things that are already inside your mouth.
I think it is possible, though.
Hamsters do it.
We could get to not have to walk to the transportation device, the teleportation device.
Oh, well,
Yes. wearing a hat.
Oh, look, the solution to so many of life's problems.
Yes. Now,
wearing a hat.
I'm thinking it's
Have you tried wearing a hat?
It's very broad brimmed. And I want you to know it has to be so broad brimmed.
His comedy, like his hat, was very broad brimmed. Sorry, carry on.
So broad brimmed that it is bigger than the width of your own body.
You know what I'm picturing?
Yes.
A sombrero.
Well, that is possible. I want it to be a sombrero, but around the bottom edge of the lower part of the sombrero, outer lower brim. I want there to be a sort of a hula hoop type device.
Is brim short for big rim?
I think so. Or bum rim.
Yes. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Well, so does big rim.
No, it doesn't. Anyway.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Yes.
No, everything's going well, and I just want to say...
By the way, I'm Martin Chrysalis.
And I am Jerry Roberts.
Jerry Agamemnon Roberts.
Jerry Agamemnon Roberts, and we are two engineers.
Yes, and so am I.
Mm.
Ah, yes, the difficulties of drinking water. Anyway, so this hula hoop under your wide-brimmed sombrero will... Whenever you want to transport somewhere, it'll just fall.
Mm-hmm.
What we haven't already explained
fall
is
fall to the ground like one of those quick change things they use.
Exactly.
In a Kylie Minogue concert at the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Yes, very much exactly what I'm talking about. Wait, Kylie had a concert at the Olympics.
It was a scheduling mix-up. They had both booked the Olympic Stadium.
Oh, no. Mm. And, you know, it was supposed to be shot put. I tell you, there was a lot of shot put fans who were very disappointed.
Not by the costume changes?
Obviously, that will amaze everyone.
Obviously, if it had been the Hammer Toss, the song I'm Spinning Around, Get Out of My Head.
Get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
I'm spinning around. Get out of my head.
Is that, is that not how the song
that
goes?
Sound, no, that's a manic episode. That is a get out of my way. Oh. I think it's a song about
but
a tornado.
If you're spinning around, how can somebody get out of your way? Because your way is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
Surely no. My way indicates whichever direction my face is facing.
Well, Andy, you're not changing the ways that ways work when you're spinning. Of course, there's a drift.
Oh, the drift, the yes. Minogue drift.
Yes. Which way is the Minogue drifting? Now.
Sorry, you were saying.
Within the hoop.
Yes.
Is a teleportal.
Mm.
So when you want to teleport somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you just press the button, the hoop falls to the ground.
Yes.
You disappear.
Foomf.
Right? The hat tumbles to the ground.
Ah.
And you appear under some other hat somewhere.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes. The only problem will be that you will come out head first.
But that's okay. You will rise from the ground.
Yes. Well, I was picturing you'd come out of another hoop on the ground.
Yes.
But you'll be
lifting the hat. The hat will fall. Where you come out will be to underneath a hat.
Mm.
The hat will be sitting on the hoop.
Mm.
And as you rise up.
Yeah.
As you are created out of the hoop.
No, but think about.
Head first, you will appear rising out of the ground.
But if you disappear head first into the hoop.
Yes.
Then you'll be appearing tip of your head first out of the other hoop.
Yes.
So that means you'll be standing on your head.
Well, it depends on which way you make somebody arrive.
Well, in order to stay whole, you've got to go in the way that you've got to come out the way that you
can't
going
you flip
in.
Somebody?
Well, no, because their head has gone through already, and so it will already be coming out the other side.
Yes, tip first.
Tip first.
I don't understand your concern. To me, I'm picturing somebody coming out tip of the head first and standing upright, and it works perfectly conceptually.
Okay, but I guess I'm picturing it coming out of the bottom of the hoop, but you're picturing it
coming out of the top. The top, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way hoop top.
Well, I was just assuming that you've got to come out the same way that you went in to the hoop, and I thought maybe the hoop doesn't, but you know what? Didn't think it as a think of it as a double-sided hoop,
and that's why I'm here.
But then, what happens when you try to pick up the hoop and reattach it to your hat? Do you transport again back to somewhere else? I guess
well,
you could
turn
just turn it off.
You turn it off. It's not always on.
Well, in my mind, it was. Maybe it takes too much energy to turn them on and off.
His comedy, like his teleportation hoop, was always on. And also broad, very broad, like
broad,
his sombrero.
Like his brim. Not the fish. Not B-R-E-I-M.
Mm.
Not like a Trevelli. Look at this shirt.
Thank you.
Oh, you've unveiled. On the outside, polar fleece. On the inside, your tight business.
Quite spectacularly tight, bright pink business shirt.
Yes, anyway.
Yes, well, it's the ultimate camouflage, isn't it?
Yes, the polar fleece. I remember when we used to make fun of someone for wearing polar fleece.
Now
it's become who you are.
High fashion.
Well, we don't know what
that's
said.
Hats. Hats are high fashion yes. as far as I'm concerned, unless they're lying on the ground atop a sombrero teleportation hoop.
That's right.
I'm very excited about the potential that teleportation has to revolutionise magic.
Oh, yes.
Because up until the invention of teleportation, if you were to put somebody into a box and say, when I open this box, they will have disappeared, they had to go out through a little door or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now they will be able to teleport out through a little door.
That's right. Yes, I think it's going to do wonders for that whole industry.
I guess, really, magic will become a more amazing thing to see then will be open a box and the person is still there.
That's true, because now we'll be so used to people just so disappearing. Used.
Exactly. The very idea of somebody walking into a box and not disappearing will seem insane to us.
I mean, the idea that the person would even bother to walk across the stage.
Yes, indeed. Will be,
ooh, ah, why is he doing that? Won't his legs get tired?
What other fantastical, you know, because you'll be able to, as we've established already, I believe, may have talked about it or may have just written it down somewhere, that the teleportation has the potential to revolutionise the art of ventriloquism.
Of course.
Because you'll just be able to poke your lips through a teleportation hole and have them teleport out onto a dummy, onto anything.
That's right.
And then talk.
It'll be like that good camera trick.
Yes, very good camera trick.
Where you put your lips on top of someone else's face.
And it always looks good.
Natural.
Natural and sexy.
Yes.
There's something about the face being totally frozen and the lips still moving.
I love that.
I'm so glad. Well, I think the potential of teleportation in the field of magic is very good. Mm. And, you know, they've often said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Yes.
Especially when the magic is just advanced technology.
That's right. Yes. Well, what about this? A deck of cards.
Yes.
But instead of cards, they're all little teleportation devices.
Okay, very good. Yes. Okay.
Pick a teleportation device, any teleportation device. Like
okay.
Yes. Well, that, and they said
this one here.
Oh, yes.
Now look at it.
Look at it.
Don't show me.
Great. Good work. All right. Now put it back into the pile of teleportation devices.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Now.
Yes. Yes. I'm waiting for the trick.
Okay.
I'm waiting for how this could in any way amaze me.
Okay. Now.
Because the thing about the traditional deck of cards trick is that there's an expectation. There's an expectation that all the cards are in some way different, and it's unlikely that you would be able to pick out of this number the one that I had already seen.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that apply to a pile of teleportation devices? Because my expectation at the moment, there is no expectation. I can't possibly imagine what the outcome of this could possibly be. And so in order for you to surprise me, it's going to have to be something pretty amazing.
And then he goes like this. He goes, all right, now shuffle.
Okay.
Right, just shuffle. Oh, cut the deck.
Yes.
Oh, do that thing where you go like that.
Yep.
Tuck them back in together. And he goes like this and he picks up and he goes, now this teleportation device. And he stretches it out a bit big. He goes, "Hey, you go. You're in Egypt now." Didn't expect that.
No, I didn't. I didn't expect that, but I also didn't expect something else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you're gone now.
I expected that literally anything could happen, and it did. So in a way, I was right.
Oh, hang on. And then I disappear.
Okay.
And then.
Yes. Are we both in Egypt? Wait,
and then I go, is this your card? And then I got a card.
Okay, it isn't. Okay. I didn't have a card.
Oh. Well, it's that fakey thing that magicians always do. And then he goes, is this your card?
Yes, okay.
Give me your wallet.
This has all been very good.
Yeah?
Well, it was absolutely worth hiring you.
Indistinguishable from magic. I'm sort of... you know what? I actually saw some magic recently, and I was genuinely going, what? Like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more about what it contained.
For example, playing with cards, and then there's like a cup, and then under the cup, a cup that could barely hold this, there was an apple.
Oh, yes.
So there hadn't been an apple there before.
Oh my God.
No, but then... takes out the apple, and then he's like showing it. And then underneath, there was another apple.
Wait, but he just took the apple out.
But there wasn't enough room for two apples.
No, but you must have made a mistake because Well, as you say, he'd already taken the apple out, so there mustn't have been an apple under it again.
No, there was another apple.
This sounds like an administrative error or something to me.
In the teleportation world, that would be easily explained.
That would be easily explained.
But it means
similarly,
people...
rabbit out of the hat, easily explained.
But then we'll have to come up with new magical things.
True.
Mm.
How about kindness?
Oh, don't know about that.
No, all right.
Because you show that to your family and things like that sometimes.
Mm.
You know.
Well, I think possibly in the. In the world in which teleportation has become the new norm,
mm-hmm.
the new norm yes. is teleportation. Everyone is constantly teleporting everywhere. Everybody lives in their own little isolated kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no reason to... Because
mm-hmm.
you know how at the moment we live in a bubble online?
Yes.
In social media, we all live in bubbles.
Yes.
Okay? And that means that you never have to see or experience something that challenges your vision of your view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well... In reality, in the real world, we still have to go outside. We still have to walk past the homeless. We still have to see people as we move between different locations. Mm-hmm. Now, with teleportation, we won't have to do that anymore.
No, that's right.
So our bubbles will become more complete. We literally will live in different worlds.
We won't have to enter any public space.
Correct.
At all.
Correct. Indeed. There will be no public space.
But then what we can also do is we can just fight to have a new government for just our bubble.
Mm. I actually think this is quite promising.
Mm.
Everyone will live in their own little worlds, connected, only contacting and teleporting to the people they believe in and agree with.
And if you vote for people, if you vote for whoever governs your bubble...
Mm.
They're always going to get 100% of the vote because that's your bubble.
That's your bubble. And if you don't vote for them, you're out of the bubble.
Out of the bubble.
You go into whatever bubble you agree with.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, actually.
Mm.
Multiple streams.
And so that way, let's say a country such as Australia will not be defined by its states, but by its bubbles.
Yes. I live in the bubble of Australia.
Mm.
And that means that I'm only people I agree with. I don't actually know where I am in physical space, but that doesn't matter because I'm only in contact with people with whom I agree.
Mm.
And
you won't need to know where things are because you can just walk into a teleportation device and then just go there. You don't need maps anymore.
No. Finally.
We're not navigating.
God. No. Well, because there's no space through which to navigate. But in this world in which we never have to show kindness to anybody.
Yes. Well, we can still show kindness.
No, no, no. Now demonstrating kindness will become as unlikely and as fascinating as magic.
You're trying to bring it back to magic.
Producing a second apple. Well, yes, that was my point.
Mm.
The producing a second apple, the wonder of that would be. So now you'll produce an apple.
Mm.
Same trick to produce the apple, but now... You're doing it with a teleportation device.
But this time it'll be a gift. You won't keep it like the magician
exactly.
did.
Exactly. He keeps, but this man seems to have an unlimited supply of apples and he's keeping them all for himself.
Yeah, or at least
now,
two.
You will give a bite of that apple to a street urchin who you have teleported in for the purposes of this demonstration.
That's right. That's good. And so he's left his bubble. That's another bit of magic.
Yes. So anyway, I think that'll be something to witness.
We'll be able to compete bubbles as well.
Mm.
I mean, we won't be able to know whether or not information is correct or anything like that, unless we're investigative journalists who travel into bubble.
Well, this will become like traveling through dimensions, then, won't it? You'll be able to, because each bubble will be never contact any of the other bubbles. It will become like a totally parallel dimension. And perhaps that is exactly what we are currently living in.
Mm.
Maybe we already are in a bubble and we have no idea.
Perhaps.
Somehow teleportation has become diffused to such an extent that we only now exist within this parallel dimension. And all the people who... We think we disagree with conservatives on politics, but wait till you see what kinds of politics people have in the other bubbles. They think all government should be by skateboards or something crazy like that. At least we all agree that government should be by sentient humans.
Oh, right. You're saying that the skateboards would be the politicians.
The politicians.
Okay, yeah. And so who is in this bubble? Have you already come up with that?
Oh, the government backflipped again today. It was sick.
Yeah.
And then they did an indie nosebone.
Really? So backflipping on a skateboard, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. But, wait for it. Well, the bubbles slipping between dimensions. And then something else that I was going to say that was retired altogether beautifully.
What's your favourite part of of the oncoming teleportation revolution?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I did have an interesting idea that now I will be able to have a tiny teleportation device in my tear ducts so that whenever I shed a tear, it instantly teleports into a jar buried deep beneath the surface of the earth when no one will ever see my tears.
Well, you could do that with urethra as well.
I could, yes. I could have my urethra buried deep beneath the earth. And my tears, every time I cry, my tears flow into my urethra. This would be good.
But this is the one, yes, go.
That I have a tiny teleportation device.
Why are you trying to put usable water into the core?
Listen to me.
Okay.
Well, a tiny teleportation device within my tear ducts so that every time I cry, the tears teleport directly into my urethra and it leaks out the end of my penis. Nobody ever knows that I have cried. Everybody thinks I've just pissed myself.
That's good.
A man's way.
Of crying.
Of releasing liquid from his body.
Yes.
Oh, he simply has a weak prostate. Not an emotional weakness.
Great. Is it the prostate that holds urine in?
I believe that after you, I think there is some connection. Between.
I think there's a thing when your prostate swells and then you have trouble peeing.
But then I think people who've had prostate surgery,
yes,
to remove the prostate, then find it difficult to keep urine in.
Oh.
I think the prostate has a role. I'm not saying that science has the answers.
Yes, yes, yes. No, of course.
All we know is that the prostate is involved.
Yes, that's good. The one risk with, say, putting your pissing into a teleportation device on the end of your urethra.
Yes.
Going into the core of the earth. I guess there's two problems. One is getting a teleportation device that can continue functioning in the core of the earth and getting it there.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing is if it malfunctions and it becomes a two-way teleportation device.
And lava, superheated lava.
Superheated
deep within.
Core magma would go up through your urethra once
it teleports into your urethra. It becomes lava.
Well, it hasn't connected to air yet, I don't think.
Well, I don't know what you've got.
I would still say
I don't know what you've got whistling down your urethra 24 hours a day, but for me, there's a constant breeze. Do you not have this? Exactly.
It's like one of the seven dwarves.
That was my urethra making that sound for the listeners at home.
You're right. I apologise.
Apology accepted. One of the most important words that an engineer ever learns is the word sorry.
Yes. You know? It's an acronym. Yeah.
An acronym.
Yeah.
An acronym. Misplaced through time.
Yes. An acronym.
An anacronym would be something like a caveman using the word laser.
Yes. Is that?
Yes, that's an anacronym.
But can you have an anachronism that goes forward?
I don't see why not.
Yes, well, there you go.
I mean, what could be more anachronistic than an anacronym, an anachronism that is at the wrong time? An anachronism where someone the future uses something from the past.
A thing belonging or appropriate to a period other than that in which it exists. So, we can start using that word a lot more a teleportation device is not a time machine.
It is not a time machine.
But it could take us to a place.
They have invented time machines.
Yes. Or we could go to planets, other planets. Say we shoot a teleportation device into space and we send it, keep it going for, let's say, 30 years while, you know, at half the speed of life. Light.
The speed of life.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that is absolutely...
I don't know what that was supposed to be.
But my autobiography will be called The Speed of Life. Oh. Now, the thing is, Martin, that good titles are few and far between. And I'm still young. So if I settle on a good title at this point...
Still young?
Yes.
Nash?
Yes.
And Crosby?
Yes. I am still young, Nash and Crosby. S-Y-N-C. Sync. NSYNC?
That was Nash, young. Still young, Nash again, and Crosby.
I think I'm not sure if this is true, but if the sync in NSYNC still stands for Stills, Young, Nash and Crosby.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Absolutely.
That is this could blow everything wide open.
Wide open. That guy, all those other NSYNC guys.
It's all falling into place, I
It would explain the musical,
similarities between those two groups.
That's right.
Wow. If I knew any NSYNC songs, do you know any?
Bye, bye, bye.
Yes, okay. Wooden ships on the water, bye, bye, bye.
It's not that far. Bye, 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 bye. Bye bye. Like that?
Yes.
There you go.
You light the fire and I'll put the flowers in the vase. Bye bye bye. Bye bye. Anyway, my point was...
Yes, if you're still young...
I'm still young, and I can, if I find a good title for my autobiography, I can still shape a life that fits to that title and makes it relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, Speed of Life. Well, at this point, I could absolutely become some sort of land speed racer or something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Or, an astrophysicist.
An astrophysicist.
Who focuses...
Studying the speed of life.
An astrophysicist who focuses
on
an astrophysicist who focuses on the speed of life.
How about this? A gastrophysicist. It's somebody who studies
the speed of food.
Food in space.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's mine.
Yeah, that is yours.
Yeah, you can't use that. That's going to be the title of the second volume of my autobiography. After I take a bit of a turn and start reviewing food in space.
The gastrophysicist. And how does reviewing food make you a physicist? I'm reviewing its motion through space.
Well, people who review food tend to focus on the taste. But there are so many other properties of food.
That's
its mass, its orbital velocity that could be also quantified much more accurately than taste, which is subjective.
You're right.
And reviewing things, as far as I understand it, is about quantifying the objective properties thereof. When I read a review of a comedy show, I am interested in its length.
Yes, it's height.
It's height.
Depth, but not and the kind volume. You're thinking of.
No.
I like a show with depth.
Look, I think we've got to some really interesting things today. Got to the bottom of some things and to the top of some things.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting that whenever somebody talks about a mystery, they're always interested in getting to the bottom of something. Yes. But when you talk about a mountain, you want to get to the top of it. Anyway, food for thought.
But of course, when you get to the bottom of something, you're always getting to the top of something else.
No, unless it's the ocean.
Yeah, you're getting to the top of the Earth's crust.
No, you're not.
Eh? No?
No, you're not. Well, the top of the Earth's crust is the top of a mountain or something like that.
No, but the top of the Earth's crust is also
Do you think everywhere is the top of the Earth's crust?
Yeah.
Your voice almost sounded like somebody else who quite seriously disagreed with me there for a moment.
Think
and
about
wanted
it.
To challenge
think about
me.
It. Think about it. You're under the ground.
Yes.
All right? You're like, I can't wait to get to the top of the Earth's crust so that I can get out of the ground.
Okay.
All right? You get out of the ground.
And I'm at the bottom of the ocean. I think, thank God.
Well, I mean, you think, well, that's that over. On to the next level. I'm 4,000 kilometres down. 4,000 metres. God, I look like an idiot. Oh.
No, you did not, because I was already picturing you on some distant ocean world.
Oh, good.
Yes.
See, now, some kind of ocean world that could still, there could be 4,000 metres down, kilometres down, but still just be a water planet.
But still has some earth underneath.
Some
it.
Earth, yes. Yes, some hopefully earth. Just a
little
small
bit,
amount.
Just like a baseball.
Just a little baseball. You know, and it's not enough, there's not enough pressure to make everything in the middle hot.
And inside the core there? Whole lot of elastic bands and feathers.
Oh, yes. And cold stuff, ice and things like that.
Yes,
that's why it's not
it gets
getting
colder the further it goes down.
Yes.
That makes more sense to me.
Mm.
That seems more realistic.
Well, it's further away from the sun.
Further away from the sun. So I don't know if they've looked into this.
Can you have just a dirt planet that doesn't get hot in the middle?
A dirt planet. It's all rich.
Soil.
Humusy loam. Very fertile all the way down.
Earthworms.
Maybe it just becomes more fertile.
Do you think we should just release some earthworms onto Mars? Just see how they go?
I think we'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. Just, you know, make a patch. Just a patch where we do it.
Just get a little bit going there.
What about rats? See what they do
they
with
seem
it.
To do well. they killed all the life in, all the birds in New Zealand.
Mm. So maybe they could kill the inhabitability of...
The uninhabitability.
Uninhabitability of Mars.
What does Mars have? Uninhabitability in abundance.
Mm.
It's endemic flora
is
uninhabitability.
Yes. And so if we send rats there,
yes.
They could kill
eat
it.
The young.
Eat the young or at least, you know, do something, die.
Mm. At least.
At the very least. Die and we can get rid of a few rats.
That's true. And we will, we won't then later have to worry about eradicating them. Anyway.
Eradicate.
Yes. This has been a stone cold pleasure.
Absolutely. For me, it's been a hot, hot pleasure. Hot, steamy pleasure.
Oh, sounds glorious.
Yes.
So thank you very much. Please make sure that you keep an eye out for the show Teleport at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in 2020.
I believe.
The year of our Lord.
Tickets will be probably on sale in the next week.
Probably.
Yeah, so
knowing them.
I just got the ticket email just then.
Glorious.
While we were in this very...
So let Martin, shall we make some engineering noises to get us out of here?
Yes.
Psst, 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 That was the one I was trying to make.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.